Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mr. Guerin is here, like all of our guests. Bill Guerin, the man who runs the Wild, president and general manager. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to pick up a little bit on the end of our conversation last hour. You're in your bubble right now, so you may not be aware that news came out this morning that Carl Towns, the Wolves' great power forward center, torn meniscus. He's out, potentially back late in the year, potentially out for the year. Find out more soon. And you've lived here long enough. You know this town. There are a lot of people in this town, sports-wise, who just feel like they're always waiting for something negative to happen. They're always waiting. It's going to be an injury. It's going to be a play by a great player, and you're like, what are you doing? It's going to be a refereeing moment. So when you think back to your career and your time in management, Pittsburgh, and now here. Is there one moment that stands out to you along those lines where you're like, we're on the verge of winning the cup, or we're having such a great regular season, and something happened, and you're like, bleepity bleep, how could this happen? Do you have one or two of those moments which stand out?
Oh, man, that's I mean, not really. Like, key injuries are always really tough to overcome like that. But usually it's more than one thing. But I know basketball is just so different. Like, when you – usually in basketball, if you have the two or three best players on the floor, you're going to win. It's just the way the game is. It seems to be.
Right, yep.
It's a huge blow for the Wolves. But, like, you know, I mean, look at – I don't know – what we were on the cusp of, but, like, you know, you look at last year for our playoffs and we lose Erickson Ek. I mean, that's a devastating blow. Like, that just hurts so much. And, you know, you elevate everybody else, but they're just not the same. And that's tough. That's a tough blow.
Now, having talked to you for a number of years now, you sound tired. Are you tired just because of the trade deadline? Are you tired for something else? Are you feeling well? What's going on?
Honestly, I feel like I'm Dave Killer Carlson from Slapshot. I have a cold.
Okay.
I have a cold.
Is this – I'm starting to think – I'm going to have to text Russo on this. This is strategy. You're going to call your fellow general managers, and you're ill – and they're going to feel like they need to do something to help you out okay, it was going to be a fourth. Here's a third because you're not feeling well. Is this a fake cold to try to be sympathetic on a deal?
Well, as I was leaving the house yesterday, I was talking to my wife, and we just said, you know, this could be serious. If this turns into a man cold, we could be in trouble. It has not.
We milk them more.
But we, there's nothing like it. I mean, you know, if you can get through something with a man cold, then you are tough as they come.
Well, there's also no doubt that we, the male species, will milk an illness significantly more than females, right? Considering some of the challenges they face, and like, if I get a paper cut, I mean, I want the whole house to stop, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can, you know, I've played through, you know, a ton of injuries and surgeries and all that stuff, and I'm fine with that. But if I have a cold, this is a different story. This is like, you know, code red.
25 hours from now, the trade deadline, 2:00 our time. How would you describe the state of your phone calls at this point?
Many. There's, you know, it's funny, but we're not even close to being down to the wire. You know, the day before, like there are a lot of deals getting done, but there's, you know, there's still a long way to go. So, you know, just still making phone calls and keeping in touch with people and making sure we don't miss out on stuff, and everybody else is doing the same. So it's quiet, but busy, if that makes any sense.
Is this, when you say a long way to go, is this typical a day before the deadline, or is this year unique? And if it is, why do you think that is?
No, this is pretty typical. I mean, you know, you see trades kind of trickling in here and there. And then I think, you know, like last year on trade, I think we did 4 trades or 5 that day. Yep. You know, things just start when other teams start missing out on what they're trying to do or switch gears or whatever, then things go, you know, and then there's a pecking order, you know, teams are trying to do, you know, fill their most important, you know, weaknesses or help, you know, supplement their most important weaknesses. And then they go to everything else later. So things kind of, you know, get busy at the end.
The last two times we chatted, Bill Guerin is with us. The last two times we chatted, and I said, do you have an idea where you're going to go? Are you going to try to add to the roster, or are you going to try to look to the future? And you said, you know, our team could go multiple ways. I'll have a better idea. You did have a good stretch, but then you had a stretch where you were losing games, and now you're, you know, considering the number of teams in front of you, the way some of those teams are playing, you're pretty far out of just making the playoffs. And as you've said with me a couple times now, even though I pushed you to say it, for you this year is a success only if you win a playoff series. Because of where you're at and because of that feeling, have you decided now it's about building for the future as opposed to building for this season?
Yeah, I think it's more about the future, to be honest with you. But, you know, the expectations on the team is, like, continue to play hard, continue to push. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I have to think of the, you know, what's best for the organization and the team long term. And, you know, we are in a position that we haven't been in the last couple of years. And, you know, we have to do what we have to do, to make the organization stronger. And, you know, we've dealt with a lot this year. There's been a ton of injuries. There's been a coaching change, all that stuff. So it's been a difficult year. So we're doing what we have to do.
Do you think you can make significant moves for the future, or are these moves more kind of around the edges where you're getting mid-round draft choices versus maybe a first or a second coming back your way?
No, there won't be any, you know, there won't be a haul like that. I mean, the way I look at it, every move is significant because we're moving players off our team that, you know, have, you know, laid their body down for us and played hard for us and been here for a long time. And they're our guys and there have been our guys. And that's, to me, that's significant. It's, you know, that's a tough part of the business. So any move you make is, in my mind, is significant. Yes, some more than others because of the value you get back. But to me, it's all important.
Let's put Billy on hold. We'll stay with this. So Bill Guerin just confirming to us that the deals and the calls that he and his staff are making right now, not about adding to this team right now, more about the future and building for what they have starting next year and the years ahead. Bill Guerin with us. It's 17 past 1. You want to chime in with the text, you certainly can. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Segment number two with Bill Guerin, Wild president and general manager. Billy confirming to us in the previous segment when the trade talks are taking place with him and his staff that the trade talks are centering on the future as opposed to adding players to this year's team. You talked about a lot taking place this year. What part of this year do you think impeded this team's success the most?
Well, I think the injuries. I mean, I think that's – I mean, you know what? You lose your top defenseman for the year. I mean, how many games did he play? And then I think the stretch where – you know, we had 6-7 of our key players out for, you know, a long period of time. We had Brodin out for 6 to 8 weeks. I forget what it was. I mean, it's just hard to catch up. And we had, you know, we didn't start the year well. You know, before the coaching change, we got too far, too deep into a hole. And it's been really tough to dig ourselves out. We've had real good stretches. But it's tough. I mean, this is a good league. This league is relentless now, and you can't afford to have, you know, one or two serious lapses, you know, like we've had.
You know, some injuries are unavoidable, right? But clearly you've had some core guys out. Do you still believe if you stay, like, typically healthy next year, that this core is good enough to be one of the best teams in the league. And looking at that core, if you believe that, where do you still need to make improvements to get even better?
Yeah, I mean, one of the best in the league. I mean, we've proven that when we play on our game, when we play our game, when we're on, that we can beat anybody. We can play with the top teams in the league. We can beat them. We've had success like that before, so there's no reason for me not to think. But we do. We need health. With our current cap situation, the one thing that we really, especially this year, the one thing we really needed was health, and we didn't have it. So, yeah, you know what? Those are the expectations when we're healthy and we have everybody in the lineup. We should be able to, compete with the best teams in the league.
You have some veterans who have no trade clauses in their contracts. Some of the players signed this year. Some have signed contracts in years past with those clauses.
Mm-hmm.
Have you approached any of those players to see if they would be willing to waive them, or they would want to waive them and they would be included in some of your talks?
No, I have not.
No. How come?
No. Because I don't want to trade them.
Don't want to trade them?
No. Well, who do you think I should trade?
Well, I think that's up to you.
You know, no, because I hear this a lot from a lot of you and your peers, and you think it's easy. Like, you think you just go out and just trade
guys. Didn't say that. Yeah.
No.
I didn't say it's easy, but sometimes you can trade a person who has value to you, and you get, it turns out, better value back in return.
No, not necessarily. You know what? Because the reason I gave guys no trades, and if you look at them, most of them are limited. So there will be an opportunity to move these players if we choose to later in their contracts. But I like these guys. I think they're good character guys. We're going to have a lot of young players coming in. And you know what? We know what those young players will be surrounded by, and they're good players, and they're good people, and they're good teammates. If you just trade everybody away, you have to replace them, and you have to go and spend maybe more money than you normally would to sign your own players. And when you do that, you're also taking a chance on bringing in people you don't know as well. And I'm not willing to risk doing that and surrounding our young players that are going to be coming in with people I don't know as well. It's as easy as that.
So let me stay one more point on this. I bet somewhere in the next 2 years, you're going to trade a core guy who you personally really like. And you're going to make a decision that your conversation with Team X, that as much as you value your player and appreciate what he has done, you think that player you're getting, or that draft choice you're getting, or that young prospect you're getting, is going to make you better in either the short term or the long term. That's my only point on making deals and having the availability to make deals.
Yeah, and we do have availability to make deals. Listen, I'll trade anybody if it's going to make us better. If it's going to help us win, I'll trade anybody. And you know what? Certain guys have earned some sort of protection out there, and it's a negotiation, so it's always traded for, you know, a lower cap number or something. It's traded for something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was willing to do that. But, I think – oh, I would hope that, you know, our fan base, media, our players, our owner knows that I will do whatever it takes to win. And that means trading players. And that's part of it. So, yeah, that day will come.
How did your conversations go with Fleury? Because it seems like the reporting is out there pretty clear that he didn't want to be traded and he's not going to be traded, because I'm sure there would have been teams interested in him.
Yeah. But you know what? Flowers in control. I personally don't, I didn't want to trade Flower. I want to keep him here. And he was the same. He wanted to stay, and that's the most important thing. Look, if he wanted to go somewhere, I would have made it happen. But he made the decision that he wanted to stay, and I was happy about that.
Do you have any indication yet if he's definitively going to retire versus potentially play next year?
I don't have that information. We haven't talked about that.
Okay. One last thing, I'll let you go. I've heard like 15 different pronunciations, so I'm going to leave this up to you, and I'm going to pay attention. Your newest player, I saw Russo tweeted he's headed here. The visa issues have been resolved. Tell me the proper pronunciation and when you think he's playing for you.
You just don't pronounce the K. It's like Khuznadinov.
Khuznadinov. Okay, I can do that. Yeah. Khuznadinov.
That's my understanding of it. That's my best. That's my understanding, and that's my best pronunciation.
When does he play for you?
Soon. I can't tell you exact day because I have to find out how much he's skated and what, you know, how is he going to be after all the travel and stuff like that. We just don't want to put him in a bad spot. So soon, though, he will play soon.
Understand. Thank you. I know you're busy. Have the cold. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bill Guerin, president and GM of the Minnesota Wild. Dave, a little feistier maybe today.
I think my favorite Bill Guerin is a little bit of pushback, Bill Guerin.
Yeah.
You guys, you people, think making a trade is so easy, Chad.
Yes. That was, I like it, too. I like it. You can make trades. I mean, come on. Right? I mean, trades happen. Not saying they're easy. Maybe I should, you know, should I just call him later, like 4 o'clock or so? Put me on speaker. What do we got? Let's go.
I think you probably got a few phone numbers from around the league. You know, you can sound like a guy with a cold. Hey, it's Bill Guerin here. What do you take for Kirill?
It does. One of the, during the salad days of the Chad and Barrero show, the flat catcher, the common man, it was a trade deadline day. And the three of us were talking about potentially calling McHale. So we rang him up. I think who would have been producing? Is that Sammy producing the show then? Or was it Bulldog? And so Common calls with a voice. And is talking to Sandy Cunningham, who was Max's assistant. I think he said he was with the Dallas Mavericks. And so Common's doing a voice and says, how about a Whopper? How about that Sean Bradley guy? You know, somehow Stoico was involved, and we're nodding. We're thinking we're pulling this off. And about 5 seconds later, Mikhail goes, yeah, Common, I know it's you. I'll call you knuckleheads later. Mikhail laughed. I think Billy's cranky enough today that if I did that, there'd be some expletives. He'd hang up, and I probably would never hear from him again.
I think that's about right. I think the man cold is a real struggle right now.
Yeah, I don't think he's real. And I don't think he's real pleased about the team either. And I don't think he's real pleased about the criticism either. But guess what? It comes with the territory. Should we pause?
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do that. 33 past one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talk about what's taking place in Minneapolis and what's going on with Uber and Lyft. This has come up before, coming somewhat to a head today because the city council, despite Uber and Lyft saying, we're going to leave town if you do this, a veto-proof majority of the council just approved a pay increase that is going to get a veto from Jacob Fry. But Dave, it's 9-4. That's veto proof, right? So that's enough to override the veto. Okay. They are saying, Uber and Lyft, you do this, we're out of here. They did that in Austin. They eventually came back. And I know in some of the reporting, reporters looked around where they had offered this threat, and it really didn't happen. The folks who support this say this is the best way for the drivers to get to minimum wage. The debate on a lot of this, Dave, I think is, and we'll get to more of the details, and I want people to chime in, 651-461-9226. For this job and other jobs, should this pay and the debate on the pay be viewed as this is your side job? This isn't a full-time gig. This isn't the type of job where you should be compensated enough on a cost of living basis where you, maybe your family, can live off this. Because we have this conversation on raising minimum wage with various other jobs. Restaurant industry. It's come up a lot, Dave. And for me, what's infuriating in that one is many layers to it. First, that some individuals are taken advantage of. There's no doubt that they should be paid more. So I don't want to dismiss that. Another thing that infuriates me about the restaurant debate too, Dave, is it's people assume everybody owns a restaurant. Well, they're rich. You know, I mean, they're just, you know what they do? They swim in their, in off their yacht in Cabo.
It's true.
Yeah. I know a bunch of guys who own and gals who own restaurants in town. By the way, some are doing very well. You know what most are doing right now? Hanging on because of the bleeping pandemic. And in that area on the tip credit thing, it's nonsense because some places, at some high-end places, you're making 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. That, not all places, but a tip credit should be included. So going back to here on Uber and Lyft, when it's been the debate of where the minimum should be and the different analysis on, well, they're making this amount or they're making that amount, because we have those big debates on what they're really making. Uber and Lyft continue to say the minimums are too high. Others will come up with that debate, Dave, on, well, how much should Uber and Lyft make compared to the drivers themselves? Because, and you know, of the two, I use Uber. I've used Lyft before, but my experiences mainly through Uber have been great. Very few times have I had an issue. But if you drive Uber and that's your car is going to get beat up potentially more with your line of work as opposed to just normal driving to a job, or maybe you're working at home. So I'm a bit dubious, Dave, that Uber and Lyft are going to leave. In fact, I don't believe it. So when you go over the plan, this is what the plan guarantees, a floor of 140 per mile and 51 cents per minute. Fry's proposal wasn't like it was crazy different. $1.20 per mile and 35 cents per minute. Also includes some of these provisions, Dave. $5 minimum payment for any ride. Annual increases that match up with minimum wage. If a ride is canceled while the driver's out, the driver gets 80% of the fare. Restrictions on how money can be deducted from driver's wages, and a prohibition from cutting the driver's tips, and protections from retaliation. Can I go to one here? If a ride is canceled while the driver's en route, the driver gets 80% of the fare. So wait a second. You've used Uber and Lyft before, right?
Yes.
You reach out on your Uber app, and you're gonna use Uber. And then guess what? Lindsay gets home earlier. Or a buddy stops by and says, I'll give you a ride. And it's a bummer for the rider. I get it. It stinks because where do you go in the pecking order? But you then cancel. Uber or Lyft then get no money from you, right? You're not, it's not like you're paying if you're not taking the ride. But Uber and Lyft still have to pay the driver 80%? When no revenue came in? Does that make sense?
If you cancel at the last minute, we're saying you're still paying the fare, though, right?
If the ride is canceled while the drive is en route, the driver gets 80% of the fare. Am I just missing?
Well, I think they're saying if you cancel, you know, if you order the ride, they say, okay, I'm going to be there in 3 minutes, and you know, minute and a half later, you hit the cancel button. I think you still owe. And so I think they're saying that money, instead of going to the big company, is going to go 80% to the driver.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. I guess I've never canceled.
Well, you're very trustworthy. When you want to ride, you want to ride.
I'm reliable. I don't think I've canceled. So should it be 8? I mean, there, you know, there's debate on what the percentage is. Let's do this. Let's pause. What do you want to say about this, Dave? I don't believe they're leaving. I don't think we can turn every job into your paid full-time salary. Most people believe, the story points out, that big companies make 60% of the rides when the drivers are the ones providing the service. Just doesn't make sense. So 60% of the money is going to the team. What amount should the drivers get if Uber and Lyft leave Minneapolis? Would it bug you? There's a lot out there. Because for me, it would bother me. I think it's a great option. Some might say, well, guess what? Somebody else would come in, or taxis would emerge. What do you want to say about this? How essential would it be for you? What about the pay balance? Do you view this as a side gig or a full-time gig? And are we changing the perception of what we viewed before as a side job, and now it's a full-time job. 651-461-9226.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So we're talking about the city council and Uber and Lyft. I don't think they're leaving. I'll admit to Dave, my default on the city council, most often I just disagree with them. And, you know, I'm reading more about this and more stories during the break. Where Uber's supporting, you know, because we've had a state debate on this also. Uber's supporting a statewide proposal to allow all drivers $35 an hour. Okay, what's your gut instinct on $35 an hour guaranteed if you're an Uber driver?
$35 an hour for an Uber driver?
I'm reading right here from Laura's story. However, Uber supports a statewide proposal to pay all drivers $35 an hour. If that legislation is enacted, superseding a Minneapolis ordinance. Uber said it would bring rideshare services back to the city. You know, this is based on the threat. They also, Uber said that Uber accused the city council of hijacking the state's process, said most members of the city council refused to meet with the companies or look at the data. It wouldn't shock me at all, considering some of the decisions the city council offers up when I'm left shaking my head. You don't have to agree with their data. You could counter their data, but you wouldn't look at the data or wouldn't meet with them. And you're offering up this decision. And I get it, Dave. You can't meet with every company. Uber and Lyft are pretty big. You could meet with them.
Dave has left the show to work for Uber for $35 an hour.
Yes.
mean, there's no way. It sounds absurd. And if I'm wrong, you may have to finish the rest of the week yourself.
Okay. I'm going to read right from the great Laura Oakes' story on WCCRadio.com. Rideshare company Uber released a statement Thursday afternoon. Today's Thursday, essentially saying they will stop operating in Minneapolis and the ordinance takes effect as a plan May 1st. I don't believe it. However, Uber supports a statewide proposal to pay all drivers $35 an hour. If the legislation is enacted, superseding Minneapolis' ordinance, Uber says it would bring rideshare service back to the city. That's the guarantee? That's a lot.
It's been fun working with you, Chad. It's been a lot of fun.
Can you still produce while you're driving?
I will take my shot at 8 hours of airport runs. That's fine with me. Although I guess if it has to be in Minneapolis, I'll have to stick around the city, but we'll figure it out.
As a former Lyft driver, I don't understand why people who volunteer to work for Lyft, Uber complain about the wages. They're what they are, and you can choose to work for them or not. The Minneapolis councilors should stick with meaningless resolutions about Gaza and not be the reason these companies leave the city. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And my experience with Uber and Lyft has been great.
There's clearly plenty of people, plenty, who are willing to work for the conditions as they are right now.
Yeah. Now, here's a text. The drivers knew what the conditions were when they signed up to work. If they're unhappy with their pay, maybe they should look for a different job. All right, let's go 1 minute longer. I'm sorry. I always do this. You're allowed to protest. You're allowed to use whatever mechanism of leverage that you have, Dave.
Yeah.
You also can call a bluff. You can also say, I don't believe Uber and Lyft really are going to leave. And I'm dubious. I don't believe it. And also say that every job in America, the pay doesn't have to be full-time because the money isn't just unending.
And there's there's probably plenty of drivers that are really fighting for a pay bump, and I'm sure there's plenty that are saying, shut up, stop messing with a pretty decent gig I got here.
And here'd be my shock face if all this is true about Uber not meeting with them and not looking at any data. None. Zero. Not surprised at all. Your Lindis construction time check is 158. Have them out and take a look at their fabulous leaf guard gutters. They are the best. Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, on next hour. If you could ask her one question, what is it? Text me. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.